Late this afternoon, the Vermont State House rejected a bill that would have banned teacher strikes, and it also would have stopped school boards from imposing contract terms on teachers. It was defeated by just one vote. VPR's Bob Kinzel has the latest from Montpelier.
Under the bill sponsored by Burlington Representative Kurt Wright, if there's a total stalemate on contract negotiations, teachers would receive no increase in pay, and the community would face a 1 cent surcharge on their local property tax rate. Wright said it was critical to ban strikes because they have a long-term negative impact on a community.
Strikes are disruptive and divisive and don't do any good for anybody. Nobody wins in these strikes. Not the kids, not the families, not the teachers, not the school board.
The House General Affairs Committee opposed the bill. Waterbury Representative Tom Stevens said it penalized teachers far more than local school boards.
We could not support a bill that proposes to change a fundamental tenet in public sector labor relations law in a way that throws the process out of balance, which is exactly what H-76 does.
Most of the debate focused on an amendment proposed by South Burlington Representative Martin Lalonde. Under his plan, a special task force would be appointed to research options to resolve labor disputes, including the possibility of binding arbitration. If the group doesn't come up with a proposal, the ban on strikes and imposed contracts would go into effect in the summer of 2016.
The fact that the strikes and imposition would be prohibited as of July 2016 would add incentive for the task force to come back with timely, thorough analysis.
Burlington Representative Chris Pearson said Vermont has had only 25 teacher strikes in the last 40 years and that the amendment was unfair to teachers.
With this amendment, we have a solution searching for a problem. We've been told that this will improve the collective bargaining process. Yes, it will for the school boards.
Because of the closeness of the vote, backers of the legislation could ask for a reconsideration of this issue on Thursday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.